What's new?
What's real?
What's good?
I'm Nemenya, and I'm real.
And I'm Cody, and I am good.
And you are new to this podcast, so welcome.
Okay, so it is week two, friends.
Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back. Who knew that we would make it to week two one day, you know?
I did not, actually.
I know. It was kind of like a one and done, one hit wonders, gone viral, called it a day. Anyway, it is week two, and we have a whole bunch of things lined up for you. Do you see that rhyme I did there?
Ooh, killer.
Let's start with our life updates. Cody, what's new with you?
Well, this one's actually for both of us. We both are officially insured. That's my thrilling topic of the week.
No. If y'all could see the face I just gave.
Insurance is hard, okay?
Do tell me more.
It was just really, really difficult for me to choose a plan. Well, whatever. We don't have to talk about it.
My work just gave me a plan.
Well, mine did too, but it wasn't the world's greatest compared to my previous job. And so I was trying to figure out how much money I... Oh, you're yawning. This is cool. Okay.
Wow.
Whatever. Insurance is difficult.
No, I'm sure that, like, Cheryl will love that topic.
Yeah, she will. Whatever. What's new with your life? Clearly, I didn't have an exciting week.
I'm dying over here. Well, for me, bullet number one is that I have discovered the amazing diversity of the various Chicago neighborhoods. So, for those of you that don't know, there are 77, I believe, neighborhoods in Chicago, and we live in one of the near south neighborhoods. Wild concept. Each neighborhood is so drastically different, and today we're going to go check out another one of the neighborhoods. You can cross this one out of the 77 that we do not live in. We do not live in Wicker Park, and we're going to go check out Wicker Park because I went there with some of my peers from work the other day, and it is insanely different than Hyde Park. Hyde Park is filled with, what would you even call these style of buildings that we live in?
I don't know, like four-story brick house, brick apartment
complexes? Yeah, four-story apartments. They're red brick on the outside, lots of windows, and there's just a bunch of them that line the streets. Yeah,
it looks like a neighbor. Sometimes you can't tell whether or not it was a big mansion or built as an apartment.
Yeah.
It's all kind of a mix-matched.
Exactly. But they've been here for ages, is the thing. Wicker Park, totally different. They have a stretch of Milwaukee that runs down it, and Milwaukee is a poppin' street that runs from, I think, the Loop all the way over to, like, the Logan Square area. And on Milwaukee, they've got, like, Urban Outfitters, but they also have, like, a mom-and-pop shop version of Urban Outfitters, which we don't really have here in Hyde Park. And they just have a longer stretch of things to go to and places to see, whereas Hyde Park has a stretch of that, just not as big, I don't think.
I'm excited for it, because you said that there's a lot of different interior, like, home stores.
Yeah, there's an Anthropology. Like, but then they also have a place called Volumes Book Cafe. They have an Umami Burger. They have Jenny's Ice Cream, which is delicious. They have so many little ramen shops. Like, they just have a lot happening. The only reason I don't think I would live there, though, is because it's further northwest than we are currently. Meaning it's further away from the lake. It's like 10 miles from where we are.
Oh, is that going to take like half an hour?
Like a 20-minute lift.
Oh, okay. That's not bad. Yeah. Yeah. I love where we are because we're right next to the water. We're like a mile from the water. So it takes us 20 minutes, 25 minutes to walk there. Our downtown it's small. But it has pretty much everything we need.
Yeah. Well, I think if you're not from Chicago, I think it's really important that you understand that the Loop is not Chicago. I think I fell into that trap too, thinking that only the Loop, where it's like the concrete jungle, that is Chicago and everything else is suburbs. Chicago is massive.
And all stretches into one.
Yeah, and it's just one large city broken down into 77 or 78 very diverse neighborhoods that make up Chicago, and the Loop is just one portion of that. So if you come to Chicago as a tourist, check out more than Millennium Park and Buckingham Fountain. Get out of the bean. Go look at some of the neighborhoods.
Yeah, it's a little different from, like, definitely Flagstaff, but mm-hmm. Phoenix, where there's Glendale and Peoria mm-hmm. and Phoenix.
Yeah.
And so, like, there's so many different areas, so many different populations of people, and mm-hmm. then the neighborhoods just are completely different, too.
Yeah, the diversity is immense.
Yeah.
Yeah, what else is new with you?
I don't have anything else new with me this week. I did have something that I wanted to ask you, but if you have something new, go ahead.
Well, I wanted to update the fans that I have made it through 3 weeks now of bullet journaling. I'm pretty proud. That was also, I expected, to be a one-hit wonder, but don't worry, today I'll be designing week 4's agenda. Pretty satisfied.
Have you figured out your process for that yet?
Yeah, I just make an agenda every Sunday. I fill it in with what I know is happening that week, and then I fill it in, obviously, as I go. And then the pages that are in between the weeks, so it's like last week's agenda, there's last week's agenda, and then there's a whole bunch of notes from that week, from all the meetings and stuff that I've gone to, and then there's this week's agenda, and then after this week's agenda will be more notes, and it's just a nice way to keep everything organized in chronological order. Oh, yeah, nice. I'm just very excited because I made it through going into 4 weeks of bullet journaling.
Yeah.
I know, I'm very excited.
So I know you have a BuzzFeed quiz, I think we both do, but I realize that some people may not, they may be my friends, and they may not know you, some people may be your friends, they may not know me, so I figured we could do a little questionnaire, before we get started to kind of introduce ourselves to each other, to the people.
How many questions?
I have 20, but we don't have to do 20 if we don't want to.
I'm eyeballing that. That's a lot of questions. What if we did, like, 5 a week or something?
5 a week. Okay.
Until we did, like, welcome to a new segment we like to call 5 out of 20.
Five questions. mm-hmm. Okay. Question number 1. Are you more of a morning person or a night person?
Wow. That's a really hard question for me to answer.
Why?
What do you mean?
I'm clearly very diverse.
I am a... I'm a night person.
I know.
Through and through. But lately, I've just had a lot of jobs that require I be up very early. So who knows what the future holds, you know?
Yeah, that's fair. I'm a morning person, as far as, like, once I get up, I'm good to go, and I'm not a night person because I don't like to be out past, like, 8 p.m.
That's fair.
But I also, I don't like waking up in the morning, so I guess
I don't necessarily like to be out late. I can be up late, you know?
Yeah, that's fair. It's hard here because it doesn't get dark until, like, 9 p.m.
Yeah, it's wild.
Which is crazy because apparently it's... During winter, it gets dark at 4 p.m., and so I'm not sure where this 5-hour time gap goes.
The Midwest is clearly crazy. Didn't okay. you know?
So next question. If you could visit any place in the world, where would you go and why?
I feel like I've been asked this question a million times over the course of my life, all 22 years, and just feel like I give a different answer every time I'm asked it.
Mm-hmm. I feel that.
Right now, in this moment, I'm probably in the mood to go to... Wow, I don't know. Where would you go?
I still want to go to Greece really bad. I want to go to Santorini. Have a nice little island vacation.
It's not an island. It's a volcano.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Right. It's a caldera volcano.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's credited for potentially being Atlantis.
Oh.
Or the inspiration for Atlantis, anyway.
Well, take me to Atlantis.
Yeah, pull it together. You can't just say you want to go somewhere.
It's just pretty, so...
I think I would like to go to... I don't know. Right now, I'm really craving the Mall of America.
What?
I know. They have their own... like, terrorism force, they have roller coasters, it's just kind of like a one-stop shop of fun, and it's in the Midwest, and I've never really traveled the Midwest, so right now I am feeling a bit of, like, heading up to Minnesota, is it Minnesota? And seeing the Mall of America.
I'm gonna Google this.
I really think it's Minnesota. I have a friend who lives near it.
Oh, it is.
Ha! Called it. What's next?
What was your childhood dream job?
Oh, that's easy. In fourth grade, Miss Smith asked me what I wanted to do when I grew up, and I told her I really wanted to be a lawyer, and then I got stuck in the mentality that once you have told somebody that, you can only become that.
What? Why?
I don't know, but then from fourth grade until like sophomore year of college, I was just saying I was going to be a lawyer, and then I worked for a lawyer, and I found out that like they were really miserable people. And I'm sure that's not all lawyers, but now I don't want to be a lawyer.
Oh, okay. Well, at least you discovered that before you went 8 years into school.
I know.
Huh.
How about you?
I'm trying to remember what I wanted to do. I think I wanted to be a little Broadway musical performer.
Hmm, sensational.
Yep. Clearly that worked out, because here I am. what show or shows do you watch religiously?
I don't know. I just watch a show, and like I binge a show, I finish the show, and then I shelve the show.
Oh, okay.
I've never gone back and rewatched a show.
If a new season comes out, what show are you like, oh my gosh, I have to go watch that right now?
Any show that I've watched. I can't.
Okay, like what?
I can't not know what's going to happen to my characters. If I make it through the entire season of a show, and there's a season two, and I make it through that entire season, I have to watch season three when it comes out.
Okay, what shows?
Well, I don't know. If 3% comes out with another season, I'll watch it. That's about all I can think of right now.
Okay.
But no, yeah, if I watch a show all the way through, I have to watch the second season.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair. I know I'm currently waiting on Riverdale to come out with their third season, which is going to take a year.
Is it about werewolves?
No.
I still think it's about werewolves.
It's not about werewolves at all. It's about high schoolers.
Who turn into werewolves.
No.
I'm pretty sure.
That's Twilight.
No. That's a movie.
No.
Is it based off something? Riverdale? Archie?
That's a character.
Oh my gosh, it is! Wait, maybe I do know what Riverdale's about.
Okay, what do you think it's about?
There's a man named Archie in it?
There's a boy named Archie in it.
What is Riverdale based on? Yeah, called it. I'm a genius. It's based off the Archie comics.
What's that?
It's a whole comic series that came out ages ago. Yeah, so Riverdale is the setting of the stories in the Archie comics universe. It's usually depicted as a medium-sized town with all the usual amenities. Well, it's not. This is literally just a biography on the town of Riverdale. It's fictional, though, guys. Oh, it's, so where it's Archie and his friends attend 11th grade, and it's all about their, like, gatherings and all of their crazy stuff, including Mr. Weatherby, Miss Grundy, Mr. Flute Snoot. Does this all sound familiar to you?
Flute Snoot?
Yeah. No. Their chemistry teacher, Mr. Flute Snoot.
No.
How about their history teacher, Miss Hagley?
No, I haven't talked about them.
How about Coach Clayton?
Yes, I think so.
Miss Beasley? She's the cafeteria cook.
No.
How about Mr. Svensson, the custodian?
Yeah.
Mr. Weatherby is the principal?
He ended up killing someone.
Oh. Yeah, did they solve crime?
Sort of.
I really just feel I somehow know about this. We can just cut that part. I swear I know about this.
Okay. What is your favorite guilty pleasure? Mine's ice cream. Because I just want and crave ice cream all the time.
Okay. Mine is chicken thighs. Chicken thighs are pretty disgusting, honestly, if you think about them. I think they're really gross looking. It's usually a lot of dark meat. They have a lot of weird skin on it, but they're the most flavorful part of the chicken.
What?
Yes. And so, whenever I order chicken, I go for the breast or a drumstick. And even then, drumsticks are very rare. I have to really be in the mood for just like a tiny bit of meat.
I hate any meat on a
bone. I know. And I think thighs are nothing but bone. It's a slab of bone with like a sliver of meat on it. No. But they're so flavorful. Ugh. They're so flavorful.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Only going for the chicken breast or boneless wings that are cut from chicken breast.
See, yeah, I was saying, it's not even a wing though in that case. That always gets me.
It's literally cut from chicken breast.
It's actually a buffalo.
Fly away, buffalo.
This is a sponsored ad from 2010, Buffalo Wild Wings.
Sponsor us.
Do you remember those?
No.
No, buffalo would grow wings and fly away.
Oh.
Is that Red Bull? Okay. Is there any more questions?
No.
Okay, so you have a BuzzFeed quiz.
Yeah, okay.
I have a BuzzFeed quiz.
Should we read them and pick which one we want to do?
Let's read them and then rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, okay. Mine is... I didn't actually write down the name, so I'm trying to read through the URL.
I'm done. Trash.
Oh, what does your handwriting say about your personality?
Why did you pick that?
As like a get to know me.
Okay. So, the one that I picked was, can you spend exactly $500 at Urban Outfitters? And yes. The reason that I picked that is because we recently did the most bougie thing ever and purchased Cody's desk chair from Urban Outfitters.
Yes, we did. And we're those people now.
Yeah, you're a certain person when you buy furniture at Urban Outfitters and not just essential plain t-shirts.
Honestly, that was a dream come true. I feel like I have stepped up in my life.
But
we can afford.
True. To explain, though... It was on sale, and I had a coupon.
They don't need to know that. They don't need to know that.
Look at Marigold.
Marigold is just sitting on the back of the couch watching us. She's shifting her eyes between Nemanja and I.
And the microphone. She acknowledges your presence.
She likes the microphone. Last episode, she headbutted it.
She sure did.
She loved it.
If you hear a sound that sounds like a fart, that was Cody, but shortly after, the bump was Marigold.
I did not fart.
You didn't hear that? Timestamp 4:52.
Yeah, right. You don't even know what's happening on this recording system.
That's true. Okay, so that's my BuzzFeed quiz. Can you spend exactly $500 at Urban Outfitters? Yours is, what does our handwriting tell about our personalities?
Yeah. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Ha!
Uh-huh.
That was me. I just dominated with a rock over scissors.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Ooh,
suck it. That's a tie.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Aww.
I was really excited.
Save it for next week and maybe you'll win.
I'll take it on my own time. I really want to know, but I didn't want to take it.
Let me send you this link.
Okay. Wow, this picture of Kylie Jenner. This is such an unfortunate picture of her.
To give you an idea of what we are seeing, find a mirror, place it in front of you. Dye your hair aquamarine, close your left eye, squint your right eye, and start saying the word, ugh.
That's not a word.
It is if you're Kylie Jenner. Kylie Jenner's.
Okay. Congrats. Your Aunt Sheila just gave you a $500 gift card to Urban Outfitters for your birthday. Thank you. Go shopping and try your best to get as close to $500 as possible.
Okay. You must pick one item from each category and the prices will not be visible to you. Ready?
Let's go.
Pick a graphic tee. Do you want to describe the top two rows and I'll describe the bottom two rows?
Sure. So we have a Fanta cropped tee.
What color Fanta?
Purple. Grape. Modelo Especial Luchador cropped tee.
How about we reverse this? Let's do that again.
Okay.
I'll do the top row, you do the bottom row.
Okay.
The first option is a Fanta cropped tee. It is the grape Fanta. It's a purple shirt, says Fanta, says the word grape on it, and like, what font is that? Like, that's not cute. And the next one is a Modelo Especial Luchador cropped tee. It has a luchador wrestler on the front.
Oh, okay. The next one is an Adidas three-stripe ringer tee. It's pink. And then there's the New York 1999 crew neck tee. And okay. I'm going to go with that Adidas three-stripe ringer.
That's so expensive, and you know there's going to be more expensive items in here. I'm going to go with the luchador.
Noel, you brought up a good point. Okay, I'll go with the Fanta.
Yeah. This has to be our cheap item.
Grab some sunglasses. Those are going to be cheap.
Grab a pair of sunglasses. Okay, so,
I honestly, so there's cut it out half frame sunglasses. I like those. Those are cute. There's the vintage Le Club half frame sunglasses. Those are black.
There's crap eyewear, the ultra jungle sunglasses.
Why do they call them crap eyewear?
And then there's crap eyewear, the wild gift sunglasses. Hmm. Please go to Urban Outfitters and look up crap eyewear because it's not very cute. I'm going to go with the vintage Le Club. They're just like the standard Superman glasses made into sunglasses.
I'm going with cut it out, half frame sunglasses.
It's denim time.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh.
Adidas Originals denim bucket hat because we are frat boys.
The denim flap pocket backpack. That actually is really cute.
And because we are young boys. BDG side tape skinny jean.
Those are actually cute.
Because we are hipster boys.
I would wear those.
Urban Renewal remade pull-on denim shorts. I would wear those. I'm getting those shorts.
I'm torn between the backpack because I love backpacks and the pants because I actually really like those pants. I'll go with the jeans.
Pick some bottoms. There's not a picture of me on here.
I was waiting for it.
Sports high-rise pin-up pant.
Those are ugly. Those I don't really like ugly. Those.
Go ahead.
Oh, the Unicorn City corduroy shorts.
Again, I don't like
those. Those have a blue paisley.
Straight up looks like someone made a bandana into shorts. Checker denim zip mini skirt. That's cute.
I don't like that either. Vintage colorful camo pant.
Where are they?
Where are the color? It's plain camo.
Wait, how do you see that?
Okay, that's not a funny joke.
Who was being humorous? I'm gonna go with the denim zip miniskirt.
I'm gonna go with the camo pants because I don't know. Grab a hat. So we have the Anna Felt Panama hat, which is really cute.
A beanie in teal.
It's Obey, actually.
I don't know him.
Red felt beret.
Nonsense baseball cap.
That's something your sister would wear.
That looks like my sister.
I'm going to go with the Anna Felt Panama hat.
Called it. I'm going to go with the nonsense hat. I could wear that to school and be like, listen, kids, no nonsense. Wear hats to work.
Oh. Treat yourself to a beauty product.
Okay, charcoal sheet mask.
Lime Crime Pocket Candy Eyeshadow Palette. Wow, that's a mouthful.
Pink Skin Stones Bath Soap.
Ooh, that's cute. Mario Badescu Seaweed Night Cream. I'm not gonna go with him. I don't know how to say his last name.
I also don't like the smell of seaweed.
I like the smell of seaweed, but these pink skin tones bath soap crystals are gorgeous.
I'm gonna go with the Lime Crime Pod Candy Eyeshadow Palette because that could really glow my face up.
You think?
That's true. I'm already pretty glowing.
Buy a new pair of shoes. We have Rocket Dog little platform sandal with that rainbow cushion.
Step aside, Lil' Kim. Here come little platform. Adidas Original. Okay, Adidas Original I-5923 sneaker.
Those are cute.
No, the woven Huarache mules are cute.
Yeah, but I've been looking for those shoes for years. They don't make them in men's. The Vagabond Grace platform leather ankle boot. Those just look like a standard black boot.
I know, but I like them. I'm going to go with those.
I'm going to go with the...
Say it.
The...
Go ahead. The pronounce it.
Woven Huarache mule.
What was that?
Woven Huarache mule.
Oh, no. Uh-huh.
The sandal.
I don't see the horchata. Where is that?
Shush.
Which jacket do you want? Okay, I already see the one I want. Do you see the one you want?
I see the one you want. It's the Chevron puffer jacket.
Wrong. Try really? Me. Yep. I want the Willow fuzzy drawstring jacket.
Ew.
That's beautiful. I'm going to click it right now. So if you follow Zoella, go look at a vlog she did maybe 4 months ago. She has the same jacket in pink from Urban Outfitters, and I've wanted it ever since then.
Well, I'm going to go with the Chevron crop puffer jacket, not the corduroy frayed crop jacket or the faux leather cropped moto jacket.
Hmm.
I don't think leather jackets are quite in anymore. So.
I think we're just shopping now. I realize we're supposed to be only spending $500.
It's hard to...
Okay, we need to get cheap. Pick out something for your bedroom. A sign that says home sweet home.
That's not going in our house.
No.
An amethyst crystal cluster definitely is.
A crochet strawberry throw pillow?
No, not happening.
A peace sign candle set.
We are not 9 years old, so you better pick that amethyst.
Okay, but I really like the strawberry throw pillow.
No.
Sorry. Okay, I'm picking that one. What'd you pick?
Of course I picked the amethyst.
How much did you spend?
$463, which is under your gift card limit. What did you get?
Wow. I think that strawberry pillow is what pushed me over. I spent
$475. Oh.
So it's under your gift card limit.
Yeah, so if Urban Outfitters wants to give us a $500 gift card, or if our Aunt Sheila wants to give us a $500.
Aunt Sheila, come through.
We will spend this. We actually need two of them, but
I would just like an aunt named Sheila. All right, that was fun.
Ew. What? So I have the BuzzFeed app, so I closed the quiz, and it's Would You Rather, Gross but Satisfying Addition. And it says Pimple or Ingrown, and it's these gross pictures.
I don't want to see it. Let's get over to what's real. Do you want to do your bit before I tell you about the very real conspiracy theory I have lined up for us today?
Yes, I would love to. So I don't know if you saw this, but
probably
there was a, I didn't see it on social media, I just saw the news article about it. So a mom posted a picture of a like a mural in a school that said, "The more you act like a lady, the more he will act like a gentleman." And this was a school in Texas.
I was about to ask if it was in South.
Yeah, it was in Texas. But can we talk about that messaging?
No, I don't want to. Honestly, I just... Did she get a lot of heat on social media?
No, she posted it because she said, "This is stupid. Why is it
Oh, good for her. Okay.
Yeah, because it's literally
like,
painted in their hallway.
Oh, my goodness.
The school has since removed it.
Oh, okay.
Because it got traction on social media. But why was it up in the first place?
Oh, you know, it was one of those things where they've just been wanting to remove it for the longest time but couldn't find the funding. And then, you know, they just had the motivation.
They just had the can of paint
lying around in one of those lockers.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
But isn't that so strange? That
why would you do that?
Even in 2018, we have these things happening. Like, why aren't people more aware?
I mean,
why
I
do people
think...
have to be called out to change?
Well, I just feel like 2018 or not, it still would have happened. I don't think we can say it's the 21st century and therefore people need to stop being assholes, because people are always going to be assholes. But what really bothers me, I think, is that at the fundamental level, somebody still did not want to change it. And the only reason they did is because people were yelling at them about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, deep down, there's probably somebody in the administration, in their, like, board of superintendents who was like, I really don't see the problem.
Yeah.
And that's the concerning part, because they're in education. The fact that the sign was there is concerning, but the fact that people were probably defending its placement there to this day is more concerning, because they're teaching children.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what's upsetting for me.
Yeah. So that was my main thing that I saw this week, other than Ariana Grande and Nicki Minaj came out with new albums in the last 2 weeks, and I've just been listening the heck out of them.
One is better than the other.
Yeah, Nicki Minaj's is a lot better than Ariana Grande's, not gonna lie.
Hashtag sponsored. Please go to NickiMinaj.com/ what's real, what's new, what's good, and we will go ahead and get you no discount, but it will put us on Nicki Minaj's radar.
Yeah, she's actually coming over. Oh, is that her right there?
That's Marigold.
Oh.
Yeah, she's using her litter box.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dang it.
I know.
I keep messing that up.
In equally somber news, we just need to go ahead and take a moment of silence for the late, great Aretha Franklin, who recently passed.
Yeah.
I went on a retreat with work, and we were on school buses, 8 of them to be exact. But all of the buses were, like, synced up, and the bus drivers were playing a radio station that was only playing Aretha Franklin songs. And so for 4 hours on the way there and on the way back, we listened to Aretha Franklin, and it hit me in my feels.
Do you hear some songs that you never heard before, though?
Yeah, probably. I know a fair few of Aretha Franklin songs. But yeah, there were definitely some songs where I was like, what is this? It was a lot of the ones where she, like, played backup for somebody. Mm-hmm. And it's like, wow, Aretha did backup. What?
I mean, everybody started somewhere.
That's true. What I really appreciate about Aretha Franklin is that there was something that I read, and it was along the lines of, she could disappear for 6 months, not leave her house, never go to Europe, never get on a plane, not step foot on a bus, but as soon as she stepped outside, people still knew who she was.
Yeah.
You know, whereas Shia LaBeouf, where is he at?
Who is he?
Exactly. Does that mean it's time for conspiracy time with Nemanja?
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, I'm so excited. As per usual, I'll be reading Cody a conspiracy, and he needs to decide whether or not it's actually real or if it is hashtag fake news like our presidency. I encourage you to vote as well. So, Cody, today,
okay,
the conspiracy theory.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Hit me.
Secret organizations run the world.
Yes. I here, actually agree with that.
Right?
Let I have watched into, Scandal, so...
Let me get into the details. So, the general concept is that the world as a whole, not just our egocentric United States, is ran by a powerful, secretive few individuals who are in organizations, fraternities, societies, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So these rumors have been around probably since the world was created, mm-hmm. honestly. But our generations, Cody is telling me to be quieter, but how can
no,
you
I'm
silence?
Telling you not to.
How can you silence this? This is the government. Chemtrails have changed his mind and told me I need to be quiet. Propaganda, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, our generation does not know where, for the most part, we have come up with these ideas, but our generation is obsessed with them. We truly do believe.
I do believe.
Yeah, exactly. We truly do believe the world is ran by secret organizations, but we don't know necessarily why we think that. Other than whatchamacallits, conspiracy theories like this one, and then the oligarchy that is our political administration systems. But there is this general idea that our generation's belief in this came out in 2004 when both of the candidates for the United States presidency, it was George Bush and John Kerry, announced that they were both members of Yale University's secret elite organization, the Skull and Bones.
What is that?
Right? We don't know. We have no idea. They're an elite secret organization based out of Yale University, but we don't know what they do. But there are powerful individuals around the world who trace their power, I suppose, back to the Skull and Bones. Like, seats of power
mm-hmm.
all around the world have ties to this organization. So in 2004, both presidents, both candidates for presidency were a part of the same secretive organization. However, this is just one organization of many. There are so many other organizations out there. The most powerfully known, the most prominent, the Illuminati.
Yes.
I mean,
heard of them?
I mean, if we're going to be real here, the Illuminati is said to have originated in the 18th century. 18th century, back in Germany. And they, at least the thought of them, has persevered to this day. And I believe a major reason for that is that their logo, for lack of a better term, their branding, is on the U.S. bill. It is the pyramid with the eye on the top.
Right.
They were in National Treasure. I'm just saying.
Gotta be real.
Right? They're everywhere. Are they real? We don't know. But they claim to be attempting to create one massive world war that will end in a unified world government ran by Illuminati members. That is the end goal of their organization, which is fairly horrifying.
Yeah.
World War I and World War II, were those attempts?
Yeah.
We'll never know. Another one that's very known here in the United States, which was the one in National Treasure. It was not Illuminati in National Treasure. The Freemasons. George Washington was a member of this organization. Again, they claim to be throughout the United States. There are Freemason temples all over the place. As a public front, they donate money, they do charity work.
Yeah, that's
what do they do behind the doors? Mm-hmm. What do these rich white men do behind closed doors that we don't know about? But we can trace them again to seats of power.
Interesting.
What is putting them up there? Is it money?
Privilege.
Possibly. So we know, we see all of this. We know there are things happening in the government that we will never know the full details about. We know that we will never be able to truly gain positions of power unless we somehow have these connections.
Mm-hmm.
So is it because of the Illuminati? Because of the Freemasons? Is it because of the Skull and Bones?
Yeah.
But what do you think?
I think, yeah.
I think so, too.
I have watched.
Yeah.
I have watched Scandal. I believe Scandal. I believe this entire, like,
yeah,
theory that there's somebody running the presidency behind the presidency and the...
Yeah, and it's not Melanie.
Her name's not Melanie.
What? What do you mean? Anyway.
Behind every government, I think there's a greater power.
Yes.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it could be organizations that are not so secretive, like the NRA.
Yeah.
You know?
Hmm. I just wonder, like, if you look at someone who's so easily targeted, like Donald Trump, who, like...
Easily triggered is more like it.
Yeah, easily triggered, but easily, he's gullible.
Yeah.
He's able to just...
Yeah.
If someone was like, hey, we're going to make you the president of the United States if you do exactly what we say... we're gonna paint you out to be this like bigot. He'd be like, "Did you say power?"
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, next time just at Russia. Why don't you? Melanie.
Yeah, I believe it.
I do too. I think it's real. I think it's real. Hashtag not fake news.
Not fake news.
Not fake news.
So, do you have anything good that's happening in the world?
Oh my gosh, yes, I do.
Tell me.
It's the cutest story ever. Okay. Honestly. So. The beginning's not very cute, but it is very good. Yosemite National Park finally reopened after 3 weeks of closure to the public due to wildfires.
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize.
Luckily, wildfires did not get into Yosemite,
mm-hmm.
but smoke from wildfires did fill the park to the point where it was just not safe for visitors to be entering and roaming and all of that jazz. During those 3 weeks, this is not good news, it's actually very shocking news. During those 3 weeks, they lost like $3 million. I don't know if it was exactly $3 million, but it was in the millions.
From not having revenue?
Yeah, for not having tourists coming in. They lost millions of dollars.
Wow.
Mind-boggling. So, good news, finally reopened, people can go back in. Sad but cute news, the bears that live in Yosemite National Park lost their playgrounds.
Aww.
So it talked all about how when the people weren't in Yosemite, the bears were more bold and went to places they don't usually go to, and they hung out at picnic tables, and they chilled in the trees, and they were just running amok of Yosemite National Park.
Aww.
I know, isn't that so cute?
That's cute.
Isn't it? But
it's
then, yeah, but then people started coming back in, and so the bears have, like, yeah, they've gone back to their natural areas, or their...
Not their natural areas.
Yeah, back to their old areas they hung out
with.
Yeah, exactly. But how cute is it that they were playing all around?
Yeah,
a three-week vacation. It's reopened, and it wasn't fire damaged, so very good. How about you? Anything else on you?
Yeah, so I was watching a movie with my grandma a few months ago, and there was a commercial for a show called Crazy Rich Asians. When I first saw it, I was like, this looks like an amazing movie, but I was so worried that it wouldn't do well in the box office because it was a minority-heavy cast,
mm-hmm.
focused on a minority. But they made $25 million their first weekend, and that's amazing.
Yes.
And it looks, number one, I still want to go see it because it looks amazing.
It does look really good.
But I read into it, and they actually turned down Netflix and took a risk, is what they said, and went to the box office, and it paid off.
Which, like, good. Like, how much money do you actually make if you just put your movie right on Netflix?
Right?
No question.
That's what I want. And I feel like there's a running joke. Netflix is obviously coming out with better movies, mm-hmm. but I feel like there was a running joke of like, oh, straight to TV, yeah. straight to Netflix.
Yeah, very true.
But I mean, I'm excited for it.
I am too.
Like, it's a very good, yeah. Such a good success for all these amazing actors and actresses. Yeah.
Fun fact, it has been 25 years since the last all Asian cast movie has been released.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. They're the most recent movie in 25 years that has an all Asian cast.
They made another, they were the top selling rom-com for the weekend. In the last, 4 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so they're, killing the game there.
I also feel like rom-coms just haven't come out in a while.
No.
Is that just me?
I feel like they come out during Christmas and...
That's fair. They're
Valentine's Day.
They're themed rom-coms.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not just, a good old bridesmaid situation.
That was not a rom-com.
Bridesmaids isn't a rom-com?
Where's just a romance. It's about friendship. So that count as a rom-com?
Yeah, it's not love.
I don't know.
Love
I'm thinking, like, any Drew Barrymore movie where she's not...
When has she been in a... When's the recent... What movie... If Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler come out with another movie, I'll be there.
I will be, too.
Yeah. Do you have any more?
Yeah.
I do, too.
Oh, okay, you go.
Thank you. My theme this week on Good News is wildfires. So there's that.
It's lit.
Wow. So in Northern California, the Carr Fire has been burning for several weeks now. And earlier this month, the Grant family, had to evacuate their home, and they were not able to take their fish with them. It's just, they had a little fishy, but they couldn't take their fish with them because they were leaving in a hurry or something, I would assume. Mm-hmm. And the dad was preparing the child for when they came home to understand that his fishy might not have made it, essentially.
Yeah.
I know, but they were able to go home. And the house was not fire damaged, so that was good news. But they were still expecting a fish to be dead, because, hadn't been fed.
Yeah.
They come inside, and the fish is thriving, and there is a note from first responders that said, "Hey, came into your house to make sure all was good, gave your fish a few flakes, hope that's okay."
Aww.
And then underneath that, police had entered the house for the same reason a few weeks later, and they were like, "Also fed the fish. Fish is doing good."
Aww.
So first responders had been feeding the fish.
That's so cute.
Isn't that the sweetest thing? And so the fish made it. The fish survived.
Aww.
From the kindness and love of these first responders who were feeding it.
Clearly you love animals.
That's so cute.
And hate fires.
That's so cute.
Aww.
I know. It's just such a good story.
Yeah. So it's also a good story. The United States elected their first transgender governor.
Yes, I saw that. That's very exciting. Which state is it? Do you know?
Vermont.
Vermont.
Sense because that's where Bernie Sanders is from, right?
Why does that make sense?
Because they're very progressive.
Okay.
But how exciting.
That is really exciting. Snaps to that.
Yeah, I was pleased to see that, but I feel like it didn't get much... much news.
That's true, but I mean, they are in office now for how many years? 2 years? The senator?
I'm pretty sure it's 4.
Oh.
They're governor.
Oh, governor. Yeah. Wow. Let's just start.
And senators are also elected for 4 years.
Senators are 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's really exciting. We'll pretend that I have a political science degree.
Yeah, governors also serve... except in Vermont, where they served 2 years.
Oh. Wow, maybe I didn't know what I was talking about. That's really exciting.
Yeah.
Wow, so they have 2 years to make some changes. I'm sure they'll get on the newsreel, whatever the wording is.
Yeah, exactly.
For hopefully some really good things being done in the state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hopefully it's not a Caitlyn Jenner situation.
Yeah, hopefully. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
I don't have any more good news.
I don't have any other good news.
Alrighty.
So I guess that's it.
All right, cool. Well, we'll see you all next week.
Yeah.
Awesome. It's been real.
It's been good.
Tune in next week to see what's new. Bye.
Bye.